So, you have a Guardians of the Galaxy sequel script for me.
Yes, sir, I do. So we're gonna start this one off with the Guardians fighting a giant space monster while Baby Groot stars in a Baby Groot toy commercial.
I love it when movie scenes are also commercials.
I know you do.
So why are they fighting a space monster?
Well, these gold people called the Sovereign hired them to protect some batteries, and they said they couldn't risk losing any of their own people.
Okay.
But then Rocket steals some of the batteries, so they chase the Guardians with their fleet of remote-controlled spaceships.
They have a fleet of remotely controlled spaceships?
Yeah, pretty cool, right?
Why didn't they use those to fight the space monster?
What do you mean?
Well, if their battle technology specifically designed to not put them in danger, why did they hire the Guardians in the first place?
Because.
That works.
Anyway, then this dude Stakar tells Yondu that his funeral is gonna suck.
Oh, so Yondu is gonna die?
Oh, is it that predictable?
Having a character tell another one about his funeral makes me feel like we're gonna see his funeral.
We're gonna see his funeral.
Well, at least he's not one of the most well-liked characters.
Actually, by the end of the movie, people are gonna like him a lot. He's gonna have this thing where he says that he's Mary Poppins and stuff.
Oh, Mary Poppins is tight.
Oh, that sounded kind of weird.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, it sounded weird.
Ugh.
So we're actually gonna kill off a well-liked character. That's kind of a first for us.
Yeah, and it's really gonna come as a surprise because all the main characters in this movie are pretty much invincible.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, they're gonna survive so many things that nothing's gonna feel like a threat anymore.
What kind of stuff are we talking here?
Oh, just stuff like crashing their ships, smashing headfirst into rocks, getting crazy beams of whatever go through them, violently hitting trees, getting struck by monster tentacles, being swallowed, traveling through space at dangerous speeds, being literally next to an explosion, getting their ship shot thousands of times.
That's a lot of stuff.
Oh yeah, it's gonna feel like a cartoon.
People like cartoons.
Anyway, in this movie, we're gonna have Peter meet his dad, and he's a celestial being named Exposition.
His name is Exposition?
Oh, no, sorry, it's Ego. I got confused because 90% of his lines are exposition.
Wow.
Yeah, so he brings them to his planet, which he is, and then he shows them a PowerPoint presentation explaining that he banged Peter's mom.
That's kind of weird.
Super weird. And so most of the Guardians are gonna hang out on Ego for a good chunk of the movie.
What are they gonna do there?
Not much.
Huh.
But there is this character, Mantis, who's like Ego's servant, and she's like, I have to tell you guys something about Ego, and it's really bad.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, but then she's not gonna tell them for like 30 minutes of screen time.
Wow, really stretching this out, aren't ya?
I am.
So what else happens in the movie?
Well, I also split up the Guardians so I could stretch it out even more.
Smart.
So Rocket and Groot and Yondu are being held prisoners by the Ravagers, and then Yondu is gonna murder them all with his arrow.
The people that were his allies, like 2 days prior?
Right.
Oh, that's so dark.
No, there's gonna be cool music playing and it's gonna be slow-mo.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, it's gonna be a really fun time.
Amazing.
Yeah, taking lives while music plays is gonna be a really big part of this film.
Death is great. Hail Satan.
What?
So how does the movie end?
Well, Ego is gonna show Peter another PowerPoint presentation about how he banged a bunch of aliens.
Kind of inappropriate.
Yeah, and then Mantis is gonna reveal that he's been killing all his children because they didn't hold the celestial gene.
So she's kind of complicit in that because clearly she knew it was wrong to be killing kids.
Yeah, for sure, but I think people are gonna like her anyway.
It's gonna be tough to get people to like a character that's complicit in wide-scale child murders.
Actually, super easy, barely an inconvenience.
What do you mean?
Well, she's gonna act super innocent and adorable.
Oh, cute.
Yeah, she's even gonna join the Guardians at the end of the film.
That is so sweet. I don't even care about those dead kids anymore.
Nobody will.
Wow.
So anyway, Ego needs Peter's celestial genes to move his plan of expansion across the universe forward. And Peter is into it, but then Ego admits that he killed Peter's mom.
Why does he do that?
Well, because I needed Peter to find out somehow, and so having Ego just say it unprompted felt like an easy way to do that.
Fair enough.
So then Peter is devastated, and he wants to kill Ego.
Yeah, I get it. I mean, finding out that his dad killed his mom, that's gonna be a dark moment.
You'd think so, but then Ego's gonna turn into David Hasselhoff.
Oh, undercutting emotional scenes with silliness is our bread and butter.
Yeah, feeling emotion sucks.
Also, I like that finding out a key fact about his mom's death is what drives the climax.
Yeah, I think it might be a first for Marvel, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it is. I mean, other than Iron Man and Captain America Civil War.
Maybe because it's so recent, people won't notice.
Maybe.
So anyway, then everyone's gonna join together and defeat Ego.
Wow, how do they manage that?
They destroy his brain.
Okay, but the fight takes place on a planet that is him.
Yeah, he shouldn't really be able to lose.
Doesn't sound like he should.
But it's not like anyone's gonna really look into the science of this, you know? It's just for fun.
Right, it's a movie with superpowers and talking raccoons. You'd have to be a real killjoy to check if the science works.
Hey guys, Ryan here. Hope you enjoyed that pitch meeting. Let me know in the comments section what other movies I should do pitches for. If you like this video, you can like it. You can also share it with your friends and subscribe to the channel. And there are a lot of these on the channel, so be sure to check those out. Thanks for watching and check in back soon for another pitch. Bye-bye.